Hello and welcome to the second podcast on film by Class 1G2. It's Valentin,
Laure,
and Talina to serve you.
This podcast is started by Class 1G2 and initiated by Mrs. Lotito. It is a project on a lot movie for discover a new type of film and start a new work on of those films.
And we could get here because of a high school project named Lycéen au cinéma. It's when the professor, it's in this case our the English teacher, put our class to 3 movies and 1 theater show. And at the end of each of them, our class do a podcast about it with quiz, criticism and information about it.
In the broadcast, we saw a scene of theater called Alan Turing, which traces the life of a math teacher known for having created the Enigma code, a piece that showed the injustice he suffered, such as his conviction for homosexuality. But now we change the theme and invite you to discover the world of movie in the 19th. To get into the context, we will start with the general overview speakers, including Titouan and his team, who will give us the overall analysis of the film and the influence, as well as the relationship of the character, the problems and context in the 19th. Then, to finish the presentation of the director and the actor. Now, let's not waste any more time and go listen to Titouan.
Hello, I'm Titouan and I will resume the movie Mid-19th. Mid-19th is a movie that explains the life of Stevie, the main character, in Los Angeles. During 19th, when he was 13, he desired to become popular by joining a group of skaters. He lived in a broken and modest family without dad, his brother fighting him, and his mom is detached from the hobby of his children. To begin, learning, he negotiates his first skate. After, to get a better skateboard, he stole $40 from his mom. The transition of his good character and the influence of his street reputation can be seen in this event. We saw the evolution of relationship between Stevie and the gang. He imitates speaking, gestures, and learned vocabulary such as 5-0 to warn about the presence of police. He tries to replicate tricks, but sometimes he suffers injuries, such as falling from a roof. He drinks alcohol and smoke to be accepted. The situation was not understood by her mother quickly. At the end of the film, the gang and Stevie had a road accident because the driver was drunk. If injuries are observed to Stevie, followed by a scene in a hospital, when the main character recovers, surrounded by the gang members to signify a return to calm. The mother seemed to have accepted the influence of the gang on her child and do not try to distance them.
Hi, it's Elliot and I'm going to speak about Jonah Hill Feldstein. He's the director of the movie Mid-90s and is also an actor, producer and a writer American. He was born on the 20 December 1983 at Los Angeles and his career started through Dustin Hoffman, the director of the movie Little Big Man. The famous movie Jonah Hill do are Don't Look Up, War Dog, You People and obviously Mid-90s, who is also his first movie he directed. He had an Oscar for the best actor in a second role, and Jonah Hill is a pure product of the 90s. His reference and influence make it quite legitimate to provide writing and directing a movie to pay tribute to youth of the 90s. So we can say that he's very good in this domain.
Hi, you're now listening to Iman. Sonny Seljuk was born on the 10th of August 2005 in Roswell, a city located in Georgia in the USA. He's a 19 years old American comedian, and at a very young age he started showing a huge interest for comedy and at the same time for skateboard. He has been active in the film industry since the age of 13. His career started in the short film Ruined. Sonny is best known for his role in Yorgos Lanthimos' film as Bob in Killing of a Scared Deer. Sonny also did a work as the voice and motion capture actor for Atreus in the 2018 video game God of War, for which he was nominated for Best Performance at the Game Awards 2022. Seljuk had his first lead role in Jonas Hill's film Mid-90s, for which he received a Critics' Choice Movie Award for Best Young Performer nomination.
Hello, I will present you the contents in the 19th. Technology is less advanced than in the 21st century, so fewer electronic devices and more groups of young people outside playing in the streets. But there have been significant technological advanced generation. For most Americans, the 1990s were a time of peace, prosperity, and rapid technological progress. Some have attributed this phenomenon to the Reagan Revolution and the end of the Cold War, others to the return of Democrats to the presidency. At the geopolitical level, the 1990s were marked by the collapse of the Eastern Bloc and the end of the Cold War, both in these countries and in the West. This event accelerated the decline of communist ideology and saw a large number of countries convert to liberalism. For example, in 1992, the Los Angeles riots leave more than 60 dead and 1 billion in damage.
I'm going to talk about the problems in the movie. First of all, alcohol, which is almost always at gathering or parties organized by young people to make the evenings fun and amusing. They made a child drink, the youngest of the group. The fuckshit character drink and take drugs with pills that his doctor prescribed for his psychological problems. At attention problems. During a party, Steve was touched when an older girl started making advances toward him while he was drunk, and she insisted even though he was not reassured to bring him into the group from the start. His friend Ruben gave him something to smoke even though it is not his habit. There is an idea of having to prove himself as a cool guy. We can also observe psychological and physical family violence since his brother puts pressure on him or blackmail him to get what he wants from him, and hits him when he does not get what he wants. When Steve rebels after spending time with his new friends, he tried to put him down, even took it no longer works. Who is the strongest? A fight that starts because of a story of jealousy for being the favorite young person of the leader of the group. The fourth grade character is constantly belittled because of his dream of making a film and his physique.
Hello, I'm Mathieu, and today I'm going to speak about the main character, Stevie, in the movie Mid-90s by Jonah Hill. In 1996, Stevie was 30 and lived in Los Angeles despite his young age. Stevie was violated by his big brother. One day, Stevie passed in the front of the group of skateboarders. So when he is gone home, he tried, like we said previously, to exchange with his brother his old skate, to learn skate and to be friends with this man and be cool like her. It's when he meeting Ray, fourth grade, Foxhead, and Ruben, the first one with whom he become friends and help him to do skate. It's with her that he will find his place. With her, Stevie discovers the liberty, alright, but also alcohol, drugs, and disrespectful behavior.
With this general overview, we now understand better the movie and characters. and that's not a love for a story for sure. So we keep going with the technical vision and explanation with Tess and Basil. They will talk about everything about the angle, light, music, and even colors.
Hello everyone, I'm Tess and we're here with Basil to talk about the angles and shots used in the movie. The shots are very important in mid-90s because it's like an indirect speech. The director alternated with different techniques and tools that shaped the look and the feel of the film. It's a very powerful way to communicate your vision to the viewer and convey strong messages. It can highlight a character or one single detail that changes the whole meaning of the scene. This is the most efficient way to make the viewer feel something, whether it's fear, joy, or even sadness. In fact, in the beginning, we can see a lot of objects from the 90s, like magazines, video games, a Walkman. All these objects are taken with close-up shots. These camera angles act as a scene of exposure and are taken from a short distance of a person or object to capture the smallest details of the subject. When the viewer sees the scene, he directly thinks of the 19th. It sets up a nostalgic atmosphere, a symbol conveyed throughout the film.
Hi guys, I'm Basil. I agree with Tess, but close-up shots are also usually used from moving scenes or when there are a lot of emotion. For example, when Stevie cried on his mother, the camera moves from face to face to increase the intensity of the scene. Or when Ray confides about his past and his brother's death to Stevie. The final with the car's accident is full of close-up. It helps to comprehend what's about to happen with looking at the main character's expression. It allows the viewer to identify with this character who are given a rough ride. In this film, there are some long shots, like the scene when they skate on the road with all the teenagers in the group of friends. This scene recurs many times. It can serve to express the beauty of the 90s universe, but also its difficulties and the dangerously of skating. Long shots are used in the film to mark the viewer through the landscape. I leave it to Gaspar to explain another technique used in the film, music and sound.
Thanks, Basil. Hi, everyone. I'm Gaspar, and today I'm going to talk about sound effect and music in these movies. In the film, the sound effects have an important place. Effectively, all along the movie, there is an alternation between scene with music and scene with very long silence. For the scene where there is music, the sound volume is very high. That helps us to get into the characters. The filmmaker used specific music during this scene to illustrate the 19th. However, in scenes of silence, we can only hear little sound effects like footsteps and sometimes some voice. The silence serves to put forward the personality of the characters and to make us focus on the main actions. The words are implicit in this silence. Then, towards the last minute of the film, there is a car accident, and during this scene, we just hear a big noise like car horn and after a black screen, which leaves us in suspense. Finally, along the movie, we can hear a few bugs which copy the effects of 19th films and give us the impression that the film is a period piece. Now, let's listen to Baptiste that will explain to you the technical use with light color. In any case, he will be able to explain it better than I can.
Hello, I'm Baptiste and I will introduce the light in the film Mid-19th and the story within the story at the end of the scene. In the movie, the light is used to show the character in the moment where they are sad, with the murky lighting, for example, and the larger lighting in the moment where the character are happy. The lighting is indeed used according to circumstances of the emotion of character, but also what the filmmaker would feel at the spectator, like he did with the shot. This often creates an effect of impact, as in the accident scene, where the bright light allows us to understand, without really fully seeing the scene, that the car has hit another. As for the story within the story, it consists of a few failed and funny scenes, except of are another aspect of life's character. The characters are mocked. We also see the world fall. This movie within the film allow us to understand that the story we have been told represent not only the daily life of a few young people in the 19th, but also of the majority of teenagers in LA.
We will then move to Tom's group on the criticisms and opinions of some person interviews.
Hello everyone, we are going to present you the opinion of a lot of person who had seen 19th. The first opinion is of Express, it's a newspaper. While the subject matter of 19th unmarked, this first feature film stands out of its tall look of patrols and angelism. Everything about it ring true and authentic, with its fair share of cookie cutter discussion about sex, family and skateboarding, where it's up to the audience to decide who has the best joke or the last word. The second opinion is the opinion of Leo. I found the film good because it takes the liberty of talking about the various taboo subjects such as alcohol and sex. We can see the influence of friend of Stevie and how he has evolved with them. And the third opinion is by Hannah. I think it's a good lesson of life because it proves that we don't be in the effect of group, don't drink alcohol, don't smoke, don't do intimate relationship at 13 years old with women older than him. We need to speak about the problem instead of turning inward.
The other opinion are by Clara. I really like the film. I thought it was a bit moving because you can see a real change between the beginning and the end of the film. It was a good representation of the 90s. My favorite character was fourth grade. The other opinion is from Elliot. What I like the best was the atmosphere because frankly I love the 90s vibe, like the skater vibe. The story wasn't bad either. You can see how the kids' behavior changed as the film progressed. And the third opinion is from Alexander. Authentic and catchy, it's a good representation of stereotypical American teenager years. It's a sincere film underpinned by a retro aesthetic, immersing the viewer in the skateboarding and rebellious atmosphere of the 90s.
Interview of teacher Mrs. Marika. Mid-90s is the movie by Jonathan Hill that will be released in 2018. I think the classroom would like it. I think the high school would like it. For me, it's not be finished. I like three things: the music, the acting, and the outside scenes. I was the most skeptic on the lights. I feel a lot of scene has needed more lights. I was more skeptic on inside scene, how I found it's too long. And I was more skeptic on the edit because I get the impression he feel to bore us. And it's when he afraid to bore us that he's annoyed, so it's quite mixed. Interview of student teacher. Great, I like the way to film the plants with camera, the perspective, and the moral of story is great too.
Miss Lucito has already seen the film and liked it a lot for different reasons. The first one is because the 19th is a part of her childhood, so it reminds her a lot of memories. The second thing is that she liked a lot the music, which was made by Trent Reznor, who is one of her favorite artists, and likes a lot the shot and angle which, for them, have been worked a lot, what shows the beauty of the place and the beauty of the character. However, she doesn't like the extreme violence, particularly the fight and insult between the brothers, but that's also part of the problem of the 19th. French teacher found the film interesting and thinks that was a good representation of the social situation in 19th in USA. Unfortunately, the film is rather short, but it focuses on the action of skateboarders and young people who share the same passion in life and like it.
From Leo,
Tom,
Valentin,
and you.
And for finish, we're going to Anna's group for a quiz with answer from Clara.
It's time for the quiz.
Hello, I'm Anna, and today we're going to ask question to Clara. How does the film 90s reflect adolescence and skate culture in the 90s?
For me, the film 90s reflects adolescence and skate culture in the 90s because we can see a teenager and they do skates because it's on the culture of the America. And you can see the family tension and the friendship of a group of teenager.
What are the central themes of the film 90s?
90s explore theme of identity, friendship, belonging, and family tension. Highlighting the challenge of adolescence and showing the lens of skate culture.
Which element is most representative of skate culture in the film 90s? A. Skate competition. B. Interaction between the skater. C. Stevie's family scene. D. Urban landscape of Los Angeles.
I think it's B, interaction of between the skaters.
Hello, my name is Leo, and I'm going to ask some questions to Clara. The first question is there something illegal in the movie?
Yes, a lot of drugs and alcohol.
Oh, okay. So now the second question. How does Ruben feel facing Stevie's reputation in the group? The first answer is he is supporting him during all the movie. The second is they are like brothers. The third, they hate each other but finish to appreciate him. And the last is he tried to help him but he become jealous.
I think it's a four. He tried to help him, but he's jealous.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Clara. But the last question is, how does Stevie manage to stand out in the group?
He arrived to stand out because he's throwing himself off a roof in skates to impress his French group. But he don't have so many speeds, but he failed. And thanks to this jump, he have completely integrated the group.
Yeah, Clara, you're right. And it's finished. Thanks.
Mid-90s by Jonas Hills take us back to adolescence in the 90s through the eyes of Stevie, a young boy searching for his identity. Jonas Hills, an American actor, producer and writer, accurately captures the essence of the era. Using iconic objects and an evocative soundtrack to bring Stevie's story to life. Influenced by a group of kids with crude nicknames and a leader with alcohol-related mental problems, Stevie starts drinking and smoking to look cool while enduring the violence of his older brother.
The movie stands out for its technical aspect, in particular the dynamic camera movement that captures the energy of a skateboarding scene. Objects from the 19th, such as skateboard, clothing and gadgets, add to the authenticity of the film. the soundtrack of iconic 19th tracks had to the immersion and evokes a strong sense of nostalgia.
Viewers appreciate the film's authenticity and its ability to tackle taboo subjects, such as alcohol and sexuality, while offering life lessons on the dangers of bad influences. BSTs is a touching work that shows the sensitivity and the challenges of adolescence. Against some criticism about the length of certain scenes and lapse of light, the music and the actors' performance were widely appreciated, making this film a nostalgic and authentic immersion in a defining period. And with this, don't forget to play or just try the Kahoot made about the film, and we hope that you will listen to our podcast, and especially the one about the next movie. Hope you enjoy, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.